The son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. He said, "In those days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of all the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of our God, the house of Jacob, that we may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.'" This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, this day we do thank you for your word, and we thank you, Lord, for the prophet Isaiah. We thank you, Lord, that he was willing to be used as one of God's servants to serve the people, to be a beacon of hope, to be someone who spread God's word. He was not always welcomed, but Lord, we thank you for his resilience. We thank you for the way he persevered in the times of trouble. So Lord, this day, be with us as we come into this time of hope this day. Be with us always and remind us, Lord, of your goodness. Be with me in these moments to open my heart and my mind and my spirit to be used for your goodness and your grace this day. Bless the words this day, for it is in your Son's name I pray. Amen.